Hello, welcome to About Music with Brian. Today we embark on a new series in which we will explore in depth the various instruments that are used in the orchestra. By in depth, I mean that we will listen to a substantial amount of music for each instrument, focusing on them one by one. We start with the leader of the orchestra, the violin. The violin is one of the most celebrated instruments in the world, known for its brilliance, versatility, and expressive power. Small and lightweight, it is held under the chin and played with a bow made of wood and horsehair, drawing out sounds that can range from the lightest whisper to a thrilling, commanding voice. At its core construction, the violin has four strings, and the players use a combination of bowing and finger placement to produce a remarkable range of notes, higher than almost any other instrument in the orchestra, yet also capable of deep and rich tones. Techniques like vibrato, pizzicato, and a variety of bow strokes allow the violin to create a wide palette of textures, from delicate to fiery. The violin's agility and brilliant tone made it rise to prominence during the 17th century, when composers and audiences fell in love with its ability to carry melodies with clarity and brilliance. In time, it became the leader of the orchestra, guiding the ensemble from its position at the front, a tradition that remains to this day. Beyond the orchestra, the violin shines as a soloist. Composers have written a vast range of music for it, from intimate sonatas and dazzling concertos to virtuosic solo pieces and music for small ensembles, each exploring the violin's expressive depths and technical possibilities. Its ability to move effortlessly between tender lyricism and bold virtuosity has made it a favorite voice for centuries of musical storytelling. In order to become really familiar with the voice of the violin, we will listen to it in six extremely famous concerti over the next 3 weeks. The first of the six, which we will hear now, is Mendelssohn's Violin Concerto in E minor. This work is a perfect example. It captures everything that the violin does best: soaring lyrical lines, sparkling agility, moments of breathtaking tenderness, all woven into a seamless, flowing conversation between the soloist and the orchestra. In just a single piece, the violin moves from whispered beauty to triumphant brilliance, showing why it has held the spotlight for centuries. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
We follow now with Max Bruch's Violin Concerto No. 1 in G minor. This is often called one of the most beloved works in the violin repertoire. It perfectly captures the instrument's deep emotional range, moving from dark, yearning melodies to moments of radiant, heartfelt beauty. In this concerto, the violin seems to sing directly to the listener, carrying rich, romantic expression with both warmth and nobility.
Thank you. Thank you.